wanna be my friend, you had better go and get a pen. And maybe we could keep in touch, like they did in the old days, it wasn't so long ago.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another teaser episode of Pen Pals.
Pen Pals.
With me, Daniel Van Kirk, and
Rory Scovel.
It's so much fun to get to do these. These are just little episodes to kind of tell you what the show is all about, give you a taste of it.
Sampler platter.
A sampler platter of shows. And we get so many different types of letters. We get things that are funny. We get people asking us questions or advice or just telling us what's going on in their life. And the answer is yes. We want all of those things.
There's a lot of appetizer options. Mm-hmm. I wonder how I can try them all without ordering them all. You get an appetizer sampler. And
right.
Yeah, you're going to feel certain ways about certain things you get. I mean, the barbecue wings.
Yeah.
Not only that, you got to go, do I go honey barbecue? Do I go garlic? Do
I like
go
a good,
teriyaki?
I liked a good past hors d'oeuvre satay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Chicken or beef.
Okay.
Yeah. Peanut sauce.
Everybody's different.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's are different.
I feel like you're yes maying me, like meh, yes meh in me.
Is that a thing?
Instead of yes anding?
Yeah. I'm not yes anding, I'm yeah anding.
If you like what you hear, you can rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Just go to the Pen Pals Pod or Pen Pals Pod. These are teaser episodes. We don't have it all figured out yet, but we know what we're doing here. And today we have a letter that was sent to us. As with some of these things, if you've already listened to some of the other teaser episodes or you've might going back and you've listened to our full episodes, you know that we get letters about all sorts of things, just like I said. You can email us about anything at thepenpalspod@gmail.com, which is what this person did, or the Pen Pals Pod on Twitter and Instagram, or mail us at 1700 West Burbank, California. West Burbank Boulevard, Burbank, California, 91506.
It's your podcast. We just talk about it. And that is what we're going to do right now.
Here we go.
Little teaser episode.
I'm going to read this one, all right?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, Rory, out the gate, it's heavy. This is some real life stuff.
This is heavy. Can't all be
right.
Can't all be just easy and fun.
Right.
And sometimes you got to think. We got to dive.
And like you just said, we don't write the letters. You guys do.
Yeah.
You're our pen pals. We're here to read them.
Yeah.
Here we go. Hey guys, call me Junior. So, I'm 23 years old and living in LA. I'm pursuing stand up. Don't worry. This isn't advice about stand up. Just filling you in on the facts. I'll take that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because what is our advice for stand-up?
Yeah, if anyone wants to write a letter going, how do I get into comedy? What do I do? How do I do stand-up? We get a lot of those letters. Just so you know, to cover all of them at one time, all you can do is try it. Write your jokes. Go on stage. Go join an improv class. Go do sketch. Just perform.
Just do it.
See if you like it.
That's Nike.
There's no advice other than just trying it out.
Nike, the situation. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
So I'm 23 years old and living in LA. I'm pursuing stand-up. Don't worry, this isn't advice about stand-up, just filling you in on facts. And have a job I like and a girlfriend who I've been dating for about a year. I struggle with mental illness, take medication for it, and go to therapy. I do my best to maintain, but lately my depression and anxiety has gone into overdrive. It's gotten so bad that my therapist is suggesting I go to a 30-day inpatient treatment center. Fancy word for mental hospital. My problem... I don't want to lose my place here. My problem is that putting my life on hold for 30 days may not be realistic. Like I said, I like my job a lot, and it took me a few months to find. Lack of experience is probably the biggest reason for that. And going away for 30 days means I have to leave that job. Plus, my girlfriend graduates from college and will be going back home after the summer. We're going to attempt long distance, so my time with her for now is limited. I told my therapist that it's not the right time to go away right now. And she keeps saying that it's never going to be the right time. I feel like I will eventually have to go, which I am not happy about in the first place, but I just don't want it to be right now. Things are the best they've ever been for me, and I'm still depressed. And my doctor and family are afraid of what will happen if I don't go. I just feel really at a rock and a hard place right now, and I'm not sure what to do. Do I go now and give up my job/time with my girlfriend, or just push through the next few months of depression until post summer, where I would feel better going? Sent from my iPhone. Now, why he said, call me my iPhone when he started out saying, call me Junior, I have no idea. But, okay, my iPhone, we're going to talk to you about this.
All right, iPhone.
What jumps out to you there, Roar, from our friend who wrote us a letter?
Here's what I think right out of the gate. I think so many people can relate to this from two different angles. So many people can relate to it as feeling depressed, feeling, you know, experiencing signs and symptoms of depression and having anxiety. And a lot of times, as we know, those suicide comes with those things.
Right.
The other angle to look at this is people that are sort of in a position like we find ourselves with this letter, where you feel as a friend, as a relative, as someone who has a podcast where people write you letters, you feel this obligation to wonder, well, how do I fit into the solution as someone who doesn't necessarily relate to this problem or understand this problem? And I think there's a lot of people that go through that. I think growing up, I bet a lot of us thought, well, just smile more and just be happy. Like, I was one of those people that thought, like, oh, you're depressed? Well, that's absurd. Just stop being depressed and just be happy. Right. I literally was that person. And I bet a lot of people were like, yeah, I'm that person too. I can't comprehend what the problem is.
Right. Count yourself lucky.
Yeah. So I would say, coming at it from that, as a disclaimer to everybody, I can't say that, you know, when it comes to these very serious things, that Dan and I are, you know, qualified professionals to say, well, this is a solution, this is what you should do. We're certainly not. But I think in the sake of what this show is, in terms of a discussion and meant to be like entertaining and sometimes funny if it can be,
right?
I think I 100% appreciate that someone's willing to open up and be this vulnerable about something they're going through.
Right.
My first instinct as a non-professional is that there's never
a right time.
You never wait. You don't wait, because waiting, you just don't know what changes when waiting. When someone, I think there's signs from the universe you have to try to be open to. And when the universe is communicating with you and telling you something, you have to try your hardest to follow it, because it's the right advice. That's how I live.
I think too, like, and I'm just as unqualified as you are, that to me, sometimes I look at a situation, because I'm looking at, let's just in a vacuum look at this problem, what he's saying. Should I wait longer
that
to do what people who do have professional experience and love me tell me I should do now?
Yes.
Okay? Here's one way I look at it. Reverse it. I don't know if he says he loves his girlfriend, but they want to keep going long distance, so there's definitely a big emotional investment there. Okay? So I'm going to assume that you care about her a lot. Right? Flip it around, man. If your girlfriend needed to go away for 30 days to in a best attempt to work on herself to be a happier person, and I don't mean happy as in like smiling. I just mean the seas are calm on the inside to be able to take time for herself for 30 days out of the time that you currently have left with her, would you tell her to not go? I'm assuming you would say, you do what you have to do.
Yeah.
And if you would encourage someone you love to do that or really care about, then encourage yourself to do the same thing.
Yeah, I think the thing that is...
You would give her 30 days, wouldn't you?
100%. 100%. You're like, you give that space and you're like, you gotta go and work some stuff
out.
I think the things that Junior's attached to here is the job, the fear of losing this job. But
I know.
There's no job or thing that is greater than just your sense of peace for yourself.
Investing in yourself.
There's nothing. You'll get a job.
You've
you'll
already
get other
proven
things.
You can do it.
You
literally proved that you can find a job you like. You've done it.
Yes.
So you guess what? Once you've established that, you can do it again.
Exactly. You're doing stand-up. You're doing it. You're getting up there. You see what it is. You are in a relationship. You understand how this relationship is working. There's nothing that comes before you taking care of yourself and going, well, all right, if I'm going to be invested as an employee of a place, or if I'm going to be invested as a one half of a relationship with someone, you have to make sure that you are in tip-top shape, you know, to invest the best version of you into those things. And I think there's nothing worth holding on to that comes before that, because that's your own sense of self and taking care of that has to come first. It right. has to come first, especially, and I know this sounds crazy, but there's no job that truly matters to me in my own personal world. There's no job that would get in the way of my own joy in a way.
Right.
I mean, I've turned down some work that was like good money just because I was like, I don't know. I kind of want to hang out.
You're coming from a place of encouraging him to not do those, you know, to put himself first. That's 100%. Your basis from coming
that way. I
think
put yourself first. I think if a professional is saying now is the time to take care of yourself,
yeah,
there will
lying,
always be
you?
Jobs. There will always be stand-up. There will always be, you know, I'm not trying to speak negatively about your girlfriend. I don't know their situation, but there is a future that will wait on you.
Right.
Whether,
and you would probably wait for her.
Yeah. You come past those 30 days, maybe everything's the same, but you feel better and everything's still in the same place. Or maybe you come out of those 30 days and all of the elements have changed. You can't necessarily see that as a negative thing. The future is going to be whatever it is. And at some point, you have to just give in to the fact that you don't control that. All that you can control is doing what is best for you
right.
in the moment. And for me personally, I this is someone who doesn't have to make this decision. For me personally, it's going to get help as soon as you can.
And the other thing too, I would say is look at it from another way. I'd say this to some people: if your friend was saying this stuff to you, what would you say to them? So one angle is what I give my girlfriend 30 days on the limited amount of time we have, and the answer is yeah, I would do that for her. Then allow yourself to do that too.
Mm-hmm.
Allow her to do that for you, is give you 30 days. The other way, like I'm saying, is the reverse. So if a friend came to you and been like, here's all the stuff I'm going through. I have a little bit of time. I have a good job, but I really need to focus on myself. I know I do, but I don't want to do it now. If you, and I feel like you would, at least I would, and I can only speak for myself, I would tell that friend, dude, you got to do that right now.
Yeah.
And also, another thing, doing this for 30 days, like Rory touched on, you might come out of that and maybe things won't really be any better, but you'll feel better for having done that and put the time into yourself. Even if 30 days buys you 2 months, that's one out of every 3 days over the next 3 months. That's two out of every 3 days that you felt good for over a course of 3 months. That's obviously, we want to be better than that, I think. I don't know. I'm not a professional of like what a good ratio is. I don't know that there is one either. But I'm just saying, even if it buys you 2 months or it buys you 2 years or it buys you 5 years, that puts you on a better track. Whatever that time frame is, you have to do that to know what you can get out of it. And I yeah. think also, if this is a long-lasting relationship and you are already established as a person who can find a good job, 30 days to invest in yourself is a speck of time.
Yeah.
That is a speck of time. If you and this girl are together 4 or 5 years from now, it's going to seem so trivial, the 30 days that you went and to really work on yourself that maybe helped your relationship, or at the most important thing, helped yourself. And I think that's what Rory and I are both saying. You're asking us, when should I help myself? Right now, when everyone says I need it, or later on when it's better for me?
Yeah.
And personal opinion, right now.
I also think right now, because when you say, or maybe I go at the end of the summer when I'd feel better going, you don't know that. You
right.
actually can't see the future. You can't get to the end of the summer and go, oh, I was right, I do feel better going
right.
now. You have no clue what the end of the summer is going to look like, but you do know what people are telling you now, and the fact that there's an internal struggle for you wondering, well, what is the right choice? I think you got to pay attention to the fact there's that struggle there at all, because if it was easy, you would just go, well, no, I'm going to fight through and I'll get to it at the end of the summer. You're reaching out to us because I think you're curious. I think there's an element of you that's like, if I wait till the end of the summer, am I doing the wrong thing?
Right.
I couldn't tell you what the right or the wrong thing is, and I'm not in the position to have to make this choice, which is maybe very hard or maybe it's very easy. I can't relate to it, this specific situation in any way. But if it's me and I'm in your shoes, I'm going now.
Yeah,
I'm going to do it now.
You're spending the next 3 months
yeah.
wondering if you did the right thing, or you can do 30 days of doing what you are being told you need to do for yourself. And you also admit, like, you think you should do, and then have 2 months after that. Like, you'd be adding a burden of 3 months on yourself of like, should I have gone? Should
yeah.
I do this right now?
I think you go. I think
yeah.
when something's there, you go. You do it. When it's
Plus,
there,
summer
you do
sucks.
It. I hate summer.
Yeah.
One thing about this, and I know this is pretty relevant when we talk about depression and things like that, but sometimes it also you know, what comes with that can be suicide, mm-hmm. thoughts of suicide.
Or just needing help then, if you're not getting it.
Exactly. And then that kind of reads to what some of us may think is an obvious thing of like suicide prevention and getting in touch with someone to talk to, but maybe some people don't have the confidence or the means to know who to contact. If you find yourself being that person and you're listening to this this little teaser right now and you're like, I think I'm maybe heading down a road that is new to me and I don't understand, and maybe a conversation helps me out. A suicide prevention number that you can call is 1-800-273-8255. I have never called that number. I can't tell you anything that happens when you call.
But I imagine it's a good decision if you think you need it.
But there are resources of people who do know what they're doing and they do know what they're talking about, and the purpose of them wanting to be employed by who they're employed by is specifically to talk to people that are in a situation that a lot of you could find yourself. So I think it's worth a phone call. And there's no right or wrong answers to anything we say, but at the end of the day, you got to look out for yourself, and I think that's a good guideline.
Yeah. All right. And before we get out of here, I wanted to say this early, Junior or Sent from iPhone, whichever name you're going by now, credit to you for taking steps to work on your mental health. That is a big thing, and I applaud you for that, and I'm glad that you're
Absolutely.
Doing it. And in my own personal opinion, I hope you go off for 30 days and work on yourself now rather than later. All right, that is a teaser episode. We're going to talk about everything here because it's your guys' podcast.
You
guys
talk about it.
We just talk about
That's
it.
Right.
As always, you can hit us up, send us your letters, thepenpalspod on Instagram and Twitter, thepenpalspod@gmail.com. Care of the Pen Pals Pod, 1700 West Burbank, California, Burbank Boulevard, 91506. And please rate, review, subscribe. Let's get this podcast going because it's yours as well. We just read your letters. I think that's it, man.
Sincerely, your pen pal.